الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي شمل برحمته الخلق أجمعين وختم رسالاته بخاتم النبيين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صاحب المقام المحمود والحوض المورود والشفاعة العظمى فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ونبينا ورسولنا وكريمنا وعزيزنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وفي شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Infinite, complete praise and all perfection and submission is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our most benevolent, most kind, most generous, most merciful and most forgiving Lord. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most prestigious and honorable, selected and perfected and sent and created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sent forth to all of humanity as rahmatan lil alameen. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal shower upon his beloved Habib and upon the noble companions and the illustrious Sahaba and the followers of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. My respected elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon us all on this blessed and noble day of Jumu'ah. And may our attendance become a means for our forgiveness, for our pardon, for our guidance, for our purification and success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Previously on Jumu'ah, we began our discussion on the importance of change and how everything around us and everything even within us biologically and everything that is around us, the environment, the world that we live in, nature, and even the cosmos and the universe that we live in is in a constant state of change, of development. And change for khayr, change of goodness. And it is within the capacity of insan to also be part and parcel of the cycle of change, of the cycle of transformation and getting better and improving. And the one that does not change is none other than the shaitan. For he did not change when he stood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his arrogance, in his takabbur, in his standing before Allah azza wa jalla, in his disobedience before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidah Hawa, in spite of their mistake or their oversight, they still learned from their mistake and they developed that change within them and they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is within our nature to become those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, which is those people of change, of khair, of transformation. And we learned previously on Jumu'ah that it's important for us to change ourselves and our habits to make sure that they are in line with the Qur'an and Sunnah. To change what we learned perhaps 10 years ago and to improve and build upon that. Especially our recitation of the Qur'an, our understanding of the seerah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The way that we change and develop in our social lives, where we develop in our workplaces, and we are constantly evolving and changing, we should be doing more in our deen and changing towards the better. And this is why we have iman and we have Islam and then we have ihsan. These are those stages of change and transformation which you are excelling and getting better and getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we will also talk about the most important change for us here as Muslims and also for all of humanity. The transformation and the change from darkness to light. The transformation and change from shirk, from associating and a partner to Allah Azza wa Jal, to coming to the monotheism, to the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A change of the mind, a change of the heart, a change of the soul, a change of a culture, a society, a community, and more importantly, a change and transformation of all of humanity, which came via the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So on this noble and beautiful day of Jumu'ah, we are in the blessed and noble and sacred month of Rabi'ul Awwal, which is also known by the lovers as Rabi'ul Nur, Rabi'ul Rahma, Rabi'ul Khair, Rabi'ul Hidayah. These are all titles given by us to commemorate and honor the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's arrival in this dunya, that he was sent forth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created and perfected by Allah Azza wa Jal, and sent to all of humanity, not just the Arabs, not just the Pakistanis or the Asians, but for all of humanity. This was his mandate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore our Islam should also not be restricted just towards those people that we are brought up with or our local community, but rather our Islam should spread far and wide, just the way that Islam spread from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to all of the tribes and the towns near Makkah and Medina, and it spread more and more organically and most beautifully during the time of the Sahaba ikram. So this is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, where we remember the most greatest blessings sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unto all of humanity. We all have our own individual blessings that we constantly try to recount and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. The blessing of sight, the blessing of hearing, of food, of sustenance, of health and wealth, and so many other things. But the blessing which is collective for all of humanity, which encompasses Muslims and non-Muslims, which encompasses the young, the old, the weak, the strong, whoever they may be, the greatest blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal for all of humanity is none other than the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, because he was sent as وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, as a means of, as a source of mercy which encompasses all of humanity. And therefore we also as Muslims, we should not just be nice towards our brothers towards our right and our left, or to our sisters that we know, or the Muslims in our community, but no, our mercy should be far reaching. It should encompass our neighbors, whether they're Muslim or non-Muslim, our colleagues, our friends, whoever, and every single human being that comes our way, we should show them a beautiful reflection of the mercy of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So in this month especially, and also throughout the year, but this month especially, we rejoice in the favor and the bounty and the boon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he sent the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. For he is none other than the best of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the bashara of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the bashara of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. He is the fulfillment of the entire purpose of creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initiated from Adam alayhi salam, which will continue until the day of Qiyamah. So this is a month, this is a time and opportunity for us individually and also as a family and community collectively to renew and rejoice in the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to retrace our footsteps and to reassess our lives, to ask ourselves what change has come into our life. Because we see the change that came in the people of Makkah. We see the change that took place in the people of Medina, how there were tribes who were fighting and arguing and bickering and killing each other, and how there were people who were burying their daughters, and how they were trading with one another, and there was so much hierarchy and so much things there in society. And we see the transformation of khair, of goodness. So ask yourself the very same question, since you became a Muslim, or since you knew of Islam, began practicing your religion, what change, what goodness, what khair, what transformation, what development has come into your life? Because that nur of the Quran is still there. That nur and the hidayah in the sunnah, it is still there. The seerah is still there. Everything is there. For those people who want to grab it with two hands and want to transform themselves, they can do so. And if you have not transformed your akhlaq, your surah and your seerah, your outer and your inner, then there is none to blame other than yourself. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the best of creation. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. The best of creation, the best of humanity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us via the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this is the month especially where we reassert and re-show our reverence and our respect and our honor and our and the maqam of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to teach ourselves and to remind ourselves, but almost more importantly to teach our children why we hold the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in such high esteem, in prestige, what he means to us as Muslims, what he means to us as humanity, what he means to us individually. We need to teach our children that, because they look towards celebrities, they look towards the people in athletes, etc. They look towards these people who are successful. But for us, we know that the standard of success is none other than the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In his ibadah, he is the standard. In his khushu and khudu, in his spirituality and connection and devotion, he is the standard of success. In his interaction with his neighbors, with his friends and his family and community, in his mercy and forgiveness and compassion, in all of these facets of life, we look only towards the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. We don't need to look towards the philanthropist that we have here today. Oh, such and such person is given X amount of million and in the way of cancer X, Y and Z. We look towards the abundant khair and the blessings of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and what he came with, the treasures of the heavens. And he gave the keys to the treasures of heavens to humanity, to how to transform themselves and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That most caring, the most concerned messenger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself records in the Quran, that وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ, that this is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. This is how he is so concerned for you and your welfare. He's concerned for your present and also for your future as well. And therefore we should look towards the best of creation especially and remind ourselves and recount the story for us and our children in this blessed month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Allah Azza wa Jal reminds us in the glorious Quran, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. That certainly did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confer a great favor upon the believers, especially khas for us, but also for all of humanity, that he sent us a messenger from amongst us. Imagine an angel was sent to you, or imagine another creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a talking animal was sent to you and said, this is the person that you need to follow, this is where you will seek the guidance. Imagine how you would be. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us a human being, a perfect messenger from Allah azza wa jal, to show us the path and the guidance, to say, look, he is doing it, he is taking those steps towards Allah Azza wa Jal. He is sacrificing his sleep, he is sacrificing his blood, his life, his health, his wealth, everything in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And therefore you also, without a doubt, can do the same. Maybe not to the same capacity, to the same degree and conviction, nevertheless, you can still follow in the footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You can still use this as the guide for you to get closer to Allah azza wa jal, to seek the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask yourselves, who are your idols? Who are the people that you look up to? And we all have certain celebrities or people or in the business area or entrepreneurs, and we look to them and we try to mimic their lives. We try to follow in their footsteps and do the things that they did or avoid the things that they didn't do. But for us, true success is in following the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. He came from Allah Azza wa Jal, reciting the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That kalam, that majestic, that most powerful, that most pure kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal, that timeless kalam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is there to purify you, your heart and your soul, to remove those sins, to remove those hijabat, to remove those barriers, and for you to actually see the truth of the reality. What we see here before us, there are many, many hijabat, there are many, many layers in front of us, but only when we see through the eye, when we see through the soul, can we actually see the reality of who we are, and the reality of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So He came with these verses of guidance, with these verses of nur, with these verses of transformation and change, to purify them, bring them closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, because without purification, none of us can actually enter into the garden and the realm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to purify our tongue, we need to purify our heart, our soul and our actions in order for us to be worthy of standing before Allah Azza wa Jal. So He came with this most pure kalam to purify humanity and their minds and all of the things that they had there, to purify them and to make them worthy of being before Allah Azza wa Jal. And He taught them the book, the Quran, and He taught them the Sunnah, which is the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to, and various other aspects as well. So ask yourselves, who do you look to? What are the wisdom that you seek? And how do you follow other people? But the real person that we should be following is none other than the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because although they had been in manifest error before this, so we see in look at previous empires, whether you look at the Roman Empire, where you look at the Sassanid and the Safavid Empire, where you look at the Mughal or various other empires throughout history, we see how they were inclined towards corruption or towards fahsha and munkar, those things which were destructive for the soul and for the nature, sleeping with their own mothers and daughters and sisters, and various other activities that they used to do, or sacrificing people for the sake of a deity or another god, or doing various other activities. All of these were leading them towards the darkness of their soul, leading towards their own corruption and their devastation in the dunya, towards the shaitan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to show them the true path, to show them the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim, the path of Sirat al-Lazina an'amta alayhim min al-Nabiyyin wa-Siddiqeen wa-Shuhada'i wa-Saliheen. This is that true, that established, that clear path from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, it will have lots of turns and highs and lows along the way, but this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to test your resolve, to test your sincerity, to test your conviction, to test you wholeheartedly, to see whether you're actually believing or just following for the sake of following. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another verse of the Quran in relation to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, reminds us that ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'iznihi wa sirajan munira wa bashiril mu'minina bi anna lahum min Allah fadlan kabira wa la tuti'il kafirina wal munafiqina wa da'azahum wa tawakkal 'ala Allah wa kafa billahi hasiba. That, O Prophet, indeed we have sent you as a witness and a bringer, or one who gives glad tidings, and also as a warner. So this is one of the primary objectives of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to show people that Allah Azza wa Jal is constantly there, and He's aware of you and your actions and your deeds, and He is witnessing them, because all the time that we do our deeds, in many ahadith the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that your actions are presented to the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam, and those that when we send, especially durood as salam upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and those that are good, He thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those actions that are bad, He does istighfar on our behalf. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is there and will be brought forth as a witness on the day of Qiyamah, a witness either for us or against us, to see whether we followed the Quran or whether we disown the Quran and we disown the Sunnah. So again, as I mentioned from previously on Jummah, that the importance of change is very, very imperative in our lives. We should be constantly evolving and changing and developing, just the way we develop in our social life, we need to develop in our spiritual and our religious life as well. So we need to develop towards khair and towards goodness, and to make sure that we improve. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as the verse mentioned, that he was there to give glad tidings, to reassure people, to give them bashara of Jannah, of forgiveness, of the mercy and pardon from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also one of the objectives that we need to make sure that we teach our children as well. That remind them that Allah is a witness to all of the things, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will be brought for us or against us on the day of Qiyamah. And then reassure our children and give them bashara and glad tidings, and teach them about Jannah, about the khair and the blessings, and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we can receive even blessings here in the dunya when we do those things that are in accordance to the Quran and Sunnah. But at the same time, he was there sent as a warner as well, to warn people from the fire of hell, to warn people from not following, from following the shaitan, to warn people from following their whims and their desires, but rather to sacrifice these things and to follow the Quran, to follow the light and follow the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So he was sent to invite you, and we need to invite our children and those that are around us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the deen of Islam. And he was sirajan munira, an illuminating lamp, a guide. So we again, wherever we go within our communities, in our workplaces, in our societies, we need to be a source of peace. We need to be a source of khayr, a source of goodness, but also a source of hope as well. Because this is what is symbolic of light. It gives you hope. There is something there. There is something better for you away from the darkness. And give good tidings to the believers that they will have a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their perseverance, for their sacrifices, for them following in the footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And to remind us not to disbelieve and not to follow the hypocrites, and neither to harm them as well. Let them do what they are doing. We need to remain steadfast and continue on the path given to us and established by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَدَعَزَاهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And leave them. Let them carry on with their mischief and carry on with the things that they're doing. You need to carry on in your life, in your goal, in your destination towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And truly rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these verses remind us the importance of not just the first part of the kalima, but more especially the second part of the kalima as well. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That our iman is not complete until we have professed the oneness, the majesty, and the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also our faith will not be complete until we also profess that there is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and indeed the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Messenger, the Prophet, the servant and slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who would we ever be if we didn't have La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, if we didn't have the Quran and Sunnah? Ask yourself, what would your identity be like? What would your purpose and your goal and your objective would be? Would just be like the remaining millions and billions of people throughout the world, just going through this routine of waking, living, eating, sleeping, and marrying and having children, all of these things. But then once you die, that's it. Your life would cease to exist. There's nothing else. But for us, when we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, when we read the Quran, when we follow the Sunnah, it gives us our identity, it gives us purpose, it gives us meaning to who we are, it gives us our life meaning. We know that every single day is there for us to get better, to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, to improve the life of those people that are around us, to be a source of guidance and nur for other people, to be a source of mercy and rahmah wherever we go. So this gives us so much. Otherwise, we'll just be like so many other people that have come and gone from the dunya, that we have that purpose when we follow the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, in the month of Rabi' al-Awwal, was born on the day of Monday in the year of the elephant. It's important for us to go back and look into the history, look into the seerah, look into the tariq, and look into how the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam was born, how he was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how he spent his formative years in his childhood, and then how he grew up and as an adult, and then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in each and every stage of his life was bringing him towards a great threshold where he would have to take that giant leap of faith and hope, and also be able to willingly sacrifice in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at who you are, where you've come in your personal lives, where our parents came from, how we established ourselves here, what we have achieved in the last decade or the last few decades. But then now realize that this isn't just one of the purposes of why you're here, but it's actually something far greater, for you to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you to call others to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you to really remember your true purpose, which is to worship Allah azza wa jal and to follow the Quran and Sunnah. So the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has various other names that inshallah al-aziz over the next few weeks we will go through, just to understand a bit more about the life and the description and the beautiful virtues of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah azza wa jal enable us all to truly understand the greater purpose and objective of sending the best of creation, to all of humanity and how we need to follow this prime example in order for us to succeed in the dunya as well as most importantly succeed in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to do so. وَقُولِ كَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا.